Monday night, we saw Pete Murray evacuated from SAS Australia with a funky-looking elbow. Luckily, Molly, he's well enough to release some new music. Let's check in. Good morning, Pete Murray. How are you, mate?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime.
So you've got a new song out, Hold Me Steady, and it's stunning.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, it's getting a really nice vibe at the moment on around the place. So it was a song that I wrote the music here when I was in Leeds in the UK and finished the lyrics off with some brothers, Joe and Dave Dunwell. They supported me on this run, so we jumped in the studio and recorded some stuff over there. Their voices are great. That's them doing the BVs on the track. So soulful, you know. It's really, it's a nice song to sing, beautiful, especially, I think, especially the time we're going through at the moment with COVID. It feels like it's a really positive, nice song to sing live. Not playing live at the moment, but just performing the song at home. It's a really nice chorus to sing because it is such a positive song.
It sounds like it's got a lot to do with personal connections as well. And, I mean, just in the last couple of months, Pete, you've created some new personal connections, a brand new daughter, Sahara. Congratulations, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's number four now. So definitely got my work ahead of me with two young girls.
Life a little bit busy at home?
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, I think just while Sachi's 3.5 and Sahara's, she's just over 3 months now. I've got two older boys as well, 17 and 14, so but they're kind of doing their own thing now, which is good, gives us a bit of a break. I think just with Sahara being so little, but just really hands-on, you know, with the little one, and then also Sachi, who's just 3.5, she's just into everything, so that's really challenging time because you're not getting much time to yourself.
Oh, well, you've managed to find enough time to pull together a new EP, which is coming out next year. How long did it take you to write this one?
Well, probably a lot of these songs were written pre-COVID. So, and I've been in the studio doing some stuff over probably about a year or so before COVID hit us. And bits and pieces during COVID, you know, whenever we had the chance to get into the studio together to finish stuff off. So writing-wise, probably about 2 years of kind of writing and demoing and getting that ready. It's kind of just taking things at a fairly sort of cruisy pace. To get that done and not rushing it too much.
It's great to have Pete, you're back on our screens. Just getting a little bit of Pete Murray flavour, of course, with SAS Australia. We've seen you over the last week and a half, although you were medically evacuated out of the show on Monday with a dislocated elbow, which looked pretty bad. Has that actually caused you like any subsequent pain, particularly with playing music?
Well, I did for a while, yeah. It was a very painful thing. And even like all the muscles kind of wasted away quite a bit, that the forearm was very tired. So to try and hold the shape for chords was a pretty difficult thing. I couldn't play for very long at all. But getting back to normal now, so, you know, back doing some gym work and it's holding up pretty well. I had my first surf on the last weekend, so that was really nice to get back in. Yeah, so it's still, I can't straighten it. It's about 90% at the moment. So, but it's probably the worst dislocation that you can do. And it was a nasty dislocation too. So that's just an unfortunate thing, but hopefully I think it can get back and, you know, be 100% again. I've just got to keep putting the work into it.
The minute I saw that happen, I thought, oh, out of everyone in this group, like, we can't have Pete with a dislocated elbow. Like, that is not what a musician needs. So I'm glad that it's, you're on the road to recovery there, because my heart definitely went out to you, that's for sure. We had a family trip recently, and my dad is the type of dad that controls the music in the car. And it's not often that you get a say, but he decided to put on just your entire collection of work recently.
Nice. Well done, G.
And it was really nice. But one of your songs, every time I hear it, I feel instantly panicked. that song is Opportunity because it used to be my ringtone. So every time I hear it, I'm like, someone's trying to call me. Unfortunately, I ruined the song for myself.
Yeah, sorry about that. Well, I mean, it was a big song, Opportunity, wasn't it, when it came out? It was, I know on commercial radio back in 2006 or something, it was the most played song on commercial radio, including all international songs. So it was massive hit. So for a song, it was just acoustic and guitar. It was, you know, a big song.
And I heard it a lot on my flip phone, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Do you get a few Pete Murray puns through social media? Because all I saw on Monday night through Twitter was Pete Murray has seen better days. Better days. Like, do you get a lot of that stuff?
Part of the Aussie culture now, I think. the barefoot investor. You've heard him. He's pretty well known now. And he was talking about some markets the other day. He said, "Oh, it's a bit like Pete Murray. Seen better days." So I think it's just kind of out there and one of those things now that it's in the Aussie culture. I always have a bit of a chuckle about it when people say that. So it doesn't bother me.
Can we hear some beautiful birds in the background? Because I feel like I'm in a rainforest with you right now.
Yeah, I kind of live in the hinterland of Byron, so it's we just had a bit of rain before, so the birds are all coming out right now. The sun's out, and it's beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Well, the scene is set. Let's tune in to Pete's brand new track. It's called Hold Me Steady. The man himself is part of the vernacular of the country now, so we know you love him. Hold Me Steady's out now to stream and download. Pete Murray, congrats on the new track, and hopefully that elbow goes from 90% to 100% real soon.
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys. Nice to talk.